You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Seth Harward, a principal at Frontier Capital, a growth equity investor in software and technology-enabled business services company. Seth, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you for hosting us.
You're more than welcome. So if you would, for starters, tell us about Frontier Capital and what types of companies it looks to invest in.
Sure, Eric. Frontier is a growth equity firm. We've been around for about 15 years now and have always had a pretty exclusive focus on investing in or providing growth capital to a little bit more established business-to-business software and technology-enabled services companies that have reached an inflection point where some capital and a partner can really help them, you know, chase down a larger market opportunity that's available to them.
And what is the difference between a growth equity investment and a venture capital investment?
Well, there's a handful of differences. One of the biggest differences is the stage at which we invest. If you think of venture capital on that kind of equity spectrum, venture capital investments are typically made much earlier in the life cycle of a company. There's a lot more risk, I guess, involved with a venture investment because of that stage. It's oftentimes a company that has a great idea but doesn't maybe necessarily have any traction in a market. They're trying to take a technology or solution and, you know, find those first real customers. So they're looking for a capital provider then, you know, really make a bet on adoption of a technology or a solution within a customer base that has not, you know, previously adopted that technology. If you think of growth capital or growth equity where peer invests, these tend to be a little bit more proven solutions that have had market adoption. And now these businesses are really looking for more capital to help scale their business and their operations. They know they've got something valuable and that there's demand for it, but they may not oftentimes know how to attack the market or take that business from the, you know, kind of good company that they have today and really build it into something great. And so they will oftentimes look for a growth capital investor or a growth equity investor to help them, you know, build out and scale their team so that they can then go after that larger market opportunity and, you know, take something from, you know, 5 or 10 million in revenue to, you know, 50 to 100 million of revenue, at which point you've got a real business there that can lead to some pretty exciting, liquidity events for, you know, the management team and the investor and all those folks that have been involved with the business along the way.
What should these companies do to prepare themselves for a private equity investment?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, first and foremost, having a clear vision for the business. How is it that you've gotten to where you are today, and then what is your vision for the future, and being able to clearly articulate that vision to an investor or a group of investors that are potentially interested in the business is important. It's, you know, from our perspective, it's also very important for entrepreneurs or management teams to have a good grasp on the financials of the business or other kind of key operating metrics that companies are using, and there again, their ability to communicate and demonstrate their knowledge over that will give an investor a high degree of confidence in this team's ability to kind of run and execute and the insight into that they have into their business and stuff that investors are going to be looking for anyway. So to the extent that they can provide that information early on, it's going to streamline the process for everybody involved. I think getting your legal house in order is good. I think you can do that by, you know, identifying a qualified attorney to represent you. That's going to save you a lot of time and headache along the way. And then, you know, finally, I would say take the time before you're looking for capital to get to know potential investment groups that are active in your space and or have expressed interest in your business, you know, the capital raise process can take a long time, and you can accelerate that if you already have an idea of who you want to work with, a good sense for, you know, the value that those investors can potentially bring to the table, and whether or not they're your type of people or not. And, you know, make sure you can, these are folks that you can work with, and really focus on the relationship there. We believe that's the foundation for all the investments that we make, is a healthy relationship, and encourage entrepreneurs to take the time early on to kind of narrow that pool down and have a good sense for, you know, who the folks are that they may want to work with later when they do reach that point where, you know, some capital and a partner makes sense.
Today we're joined by Seth Harward, a principal at Frontier Capital, a growth equity investor in software and technology-enabled business services companies here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Seth, if you would, give us an example of a company in which you've invested.
Sure. You know, we recently exited a business by the name of Social Solutions. Maybe that would be a good one to reference. Social Solutions was a software-to-service performance management, outcomes measurement software business for social services nonprofits and their funders. We invested in that business about four and a half years ago. And so, you know, good representation of the type of business that we invest in, nice business-to-business software application. These guys we had come into and helped transition their business model from what had been a traditional legacy licensed software model into a software as a service model, and kind of providing them with, you know, nice recurring revenue business, turning them into a nice recurring revenue business that they are today. Did spend a lot of time helping them expand their market opportunity. At the time they were we invested, they were really focused exclusively on the social services companies or firms themselves, and help them also kind of open up the funding side of the business, the folks that are providing capital to those social services nonprofits that are looking for a way to really measure the impact of their capital, the social impact of the capital that they're providing to these organizations, which doubled the market opportunity for them. So spend a lot of time working with them on expanding market size, transitioning the business model to a SaaS model, and really worked with them to also identify and round out their management team. I think a lot of the value that a good investment should bring to the table is around human capital and making sure that a good team has access to the resources and the tools, whether that's, you know, technology or capital or people, that they need to scale and play a key role in helping identify and then recruit key talent to the team there. And then, you know, finally spend a lot of time working with them along the way to make sure that they were well positioned for an exit at the end of the day, you know, making sure that they had connected with the key potential strategic acquirers of that business or larger private equity firms that could come in and acquire the company, which is how we ultimately exited the business a couple months ago.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a great relationship with this company. How important is the relationship? You mentioned it a little earlier, but how important in this case is the relationship to the ongoing process?
Yeah, we feel like, you know, fundamental to the success of our investments, you know, things don't always go exactly according to plan. So you want to make sure that you've got a partner there that if things do get off track, it's someone that you can sit down with at the table and kind of work through that versus, you know, being at odds with each other. So we spend a lot of time as a firm investing in that relationship on the front end, you know, to give us a high degree of comfort with the entrepreneur and management team that we're backing, but also to provide them with that same, you know, visibility into our firm and who we are as people and you know, partners to work with. So we feel like the taking the time to establish that trust and rapport on the front end is key, and have seen that, you know, for us as an investment firm translate into, you know, better returns over time as we have continued to invest in those relationships on the front end.
Well, it certainly has been good to connect with you and to see what you've been able to accomplish and what you are doing to help others. If you would just tell our listeners where they can not only get more information about Frontier Capital, but also how they can be in contact as well.
Absolutely. Our website is probably the best single source for information on Frontier. It's just www.frontiercapital.com. Our whole team sits in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we are always out there looking for good business-to-business software and technology-enabled business services companies. So I welcome the opportunity to connect with anybody who kind of fits that profile and might be interested in exploring their growth capital options.
Well, certainly has been good to connect. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners?
Yeah, no, I would just reiterate those final comments. You know, as companies are considering bringing on a capital partner, make sure that they have, taken the time to clearly articulate and lay out their plan, make sure that they have their financial house in order, make sure that they have good legal counsel, and then just take the time to establish those relationships on the front end so that they know who they're going to be working with when it does come time to raise that capital and have a good sense for who those partners should be.
Well, Seth, thanks for taking the time once again to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
All right, Eric. Thanks again for your time.
You bet. We've been speaking with Seth Harward, a principal at Frontier Capital, a growth equity investor in software and technology-enabled business services companies. And once again, the website of reference is frontiercapital.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of the EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.